Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, one of the many issues that have arisen from the Anna Creagel murder trial was that one of the convicted boys had a large amount of pornography, some of it violent, stored on his phone. But this isn't uncommon. This is the first time in history that teenagers have routine access to pornography. So what effect is this having upon them? Dr. Kate Dawson from the Active Consent Programme at the School of Psychology at NUI Galway set out to discover just that. And the result of that 20-month study have just been published. Afternoon, Kate.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Could you tell us about the study itself and how you constructed it?
Yes, so this is a study that we conducted in Croatia. So it was based on teenage boys in Croatia, 600 of them. And we looked at their patterns and their self-reported characteristics over a period of 20 months. And we looked at their data every 3 months. And really what we found, our main finding, you know, in a nutshell, is that porn use is associated with sexual aggression only if you have a predisposition to aggression.
Okay. Now, was a lot of this when you were, what was the age range of these boys you were that were in the study?
So we started collecting the data. Most boys at the beginning of the study were 15 or just about to turn 16. And then data collection finished when they were all around 17 years old.
Yeah. And was a lot of it self-reporting?
Yes. Yeah. So we would give them an anonymized questionnaire that they had to complete every 3 months. And we controlled for, you know, we made sure that they knew that it was confidential and anonymous. And we had partitions. We conducted the study in a school, in different schools around Croatia. And we had partitions set up between each of the participants to make sure that nobody, so they were certain, I suppose, that nobody was looking at their results.
Did you discern how often they looked at porn?
Yeah, so we were looking really at the difference between people who watched porn quite frequently and those who watched a little bit of porn or kind of watched it regularly enough, but not that much. And our findings show that people who watch it more often, so, you know, daily or almost daily, they were more likely to report that kind of sexually aggressive tendencies. But then when we looked at, you know, frequent porn use in isolation, that wasn't associated with aggression. It was only when a person reported that they had kind of participated in non-sexual aggression over the last 3 months, delinquent behavior, bullying. They were the three kind of strongest predictors of aggression.
Now, the regular users of porn, did they report that the sorts of porn they were seeking out changed over time and that, you know, a certain vanilla porn, for want of a better phrase, you know, might do the trick for a while, but then they needed something else and it became more and more hardcore as they went along?
Not in this study, but we've actually, we're conducting another study at the moment, and that's looking at the type of content that a person watches. And previous research has shown that if you have a preference for violent content, and that is reflective of the type of personality characteristics that you have as well. You know, I think one primary concerns for parents, for teachers, for you know, maybe for everybody now after the kind of the Anna Creagel case, is that young people are going to, you know, accidentally come across violent content, and that this will make them become aggressive. But most people, actually, all of the data shows that most people don't exhibit this type of preference, and that even though I suppose it's certainly the people who have predispositions to aggression that are more likely to seek out violent content because they have an interest or an acceptance of violence already.
Right. Okay. So it's there's a correlation there. Can you be absolutely certain that, you know, that perhaps the violent porn wouldn't necessarily feed that, that somebody who might be a bit aggressive who hasn't watched violent porn, they mightn't bring that into expression in the real world, if you like.
Yeah, I suppose that people who kind of have aggressive tendencies, they're more likely to be aggressive. And porn is never going to be, well, from the data that we have, you know, we can't say that porn causes aggression. Now, there are some studies that show that people who have aggressive tendencies, depending on the type of porn that they watch, that they might try to replicate some of the content that they see. But they certainly have a preference for that type of content as well. So it's quite cyclical in that sense. Look, there are so many people, in young men, young women in Ireland, who watch porn very regularly, and this is not going to have a negative impact on how they behave.
Right. Okay. It's not going to have a negative impact on how they behave.
No. For the average kind of typical young person.
Yeah. Does it skew their view of what sex is?
I think, I suppose, you know, there's a lot of kind of moral panic around porn. and that, you know, that's going to impact how people behave and how they feel about themselves. A lot of the literature is quite conflicting in this area. We know for certain, I suppose, that some people do end up feeling quite disappointed with their first-time sexual experiences from watching porn. You know, maybe they might, you know, our data shows that for young men, young teenagers in Ireland, they generally start watching porn around like 11 or 12 years of age, teenage boys. And then, the HBSE data shows that someone might not have their first sexual experience until they're maybe 17 or 18. Mm. So there's quite a long time there where people might be watching porn and getting ideas of what sex might be like, and then finding that is not, you know, it's not the same thing that they were expecting, and feeling disappointed in that sense. We also know that with regard to your motivation for watching porn, you know, if you're watching porn in order to learn about sex and in order to learn what sex might be like, then it's more likely to impact upon your behaviour and, you know, what you think about your body expectations or anything about sexual functioning. But if you're just watching porn, if you're watching porn to masturbate and to masturbate alone, then it doesn't seem to have the same kind of significant implications.
And you work for the Active Consent Programme. Does it have an effect upon what people view as consent?
To be honest, it's quite difficult to say at the moment. There's not that much data on it. The whole area of kind of measuring consent in pornography is quite difficult because one person's interpretation of what is aggressive might be different to somebody else's. But we know that say for example, there's a lot of portrayals of aggression in pornography, but it might be consensual aggression, for example, like BDSM practices or, you know, spanking or bondage, things like this, things that might be considered consensual. But if somebody is looking at non-consensual aggression, that this certainly is associated with having kind of less positive attitudes towards consent.
Mm. Do you think there's any use in educating, or maybe is it just encouraging, educating teenagers about pornography, as to, you know, to remind them what it is and what kind of an industry it is?
I certainly do. And a lot of the work that we're doing on the Active Consent Programme, which is funded by the Life Too Good Foundation, is around developing something called porn literacy initiatives. So basically, you know, developing interventions that can be incorporated into sex education that can, I suppose, inform and kind of increase people's skills at being able to critically analyze porn, so that they're not thinking that porn is a guide to sex, and they have the skills to recognize that what you see in porn is not necessarily normative, acceptable, or even desirable. So I think that, you know, we need to address porn certainly in secondary schools, because we know from our data that a lot of young men and young women are watching porn at quite an early age in Ireland. And our figures for first-time engagement are actually quite high in comparison to international figures. So it might be because people are interested in it, but because it's sort of a taboo topic and that nobody talks about it. But we know, you know, from our data that's coming in at the moment, and that people are actually going to porn in order to learn about sex because their sex education is failing to meet their kind of their needs, I suppose. So I certainly believe that porn should be a compulsory part of the sex education curriculum for teenagers, yes.
That would be a controversial one, a controversial addition to the curriculum. Kate, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Dr. Kate Dawson from the Active Consent Programme at the School of Psychology in NUI Galway.